Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know what happened. I picked up my headset and something got disconnected.
Not a problem. Yeah, I just happened to see your email. Sorry, it took a little while to respond. Give you a call back. It's been a little hectic over here.
I figured we're probably a few hours difference too. That's why I sent an email, because I had no idea what would be a good time to call you. So.
Yeah, not a problem. So yeah, you happened to see the email I sent. I left you a voicemail also. You know, is there something that you know you're interested in about some of the programs that we'd offer?
Well, I guess what I would like to do here is I'd like to restructure some of my financing,
mm-hmm.
get some working capital in here.
Okay,
so I can start hiring some people and having some help in the place.
Okay, so you're starting to pick up here towards the end of the year? You need some extra help?
Not really. I found that when things are slow is when I need to make my moves, because I don't have time to make moves when I'm busy.
Got it.
Okay, when I get busy, then I don't have time hardly to answer the phone. And I work by myself, so it's...
Are you one-man shop over there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing this for 5 years, actually 5.5 years. Oh, what am I talking about? November 1st, it'll be 6 years.
Oh, hey, you're coming up on that.
Holy cow, it's been almost 6 years. So,
yeah.
But what I have here is I have a Haas VM3 that I bought brand new when I first started this operation,
mm-hmm.
and it's paid for.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any way we can use that as collateral to get working capital, or I don't know how your programs work.
Yeah, so essentially we have two programs. We have the working capital program and the equipment financing program. And obviously, equipment financing is, you're probably very familiar with it. You know, it's a traditional loan and everything. You're familiar with that, right?
I've done a lot of them over many years.
Of course. So then the working capital loan is there an amount that you're looking for in particular? Maybe you can kind of help me out so I can kind of get a better perspective.
What I have here right now is I have about $300,000 worth of equipment and whatever in this place, two major pieces of equipment, and then an assortment of other equipment. Okay.
Okay.
So it's right at $300,000 is what I've spent over 5 years or 6 years time to get this place rolling.
Right.
I have one machine here that's financed direct capital, and I think there's about four years left on that one, but everything else is paid for.
Okay, so you just need some, essentially you just need some cash to...
What I would like to do is leverage whatever, what I have that's paid for. If there's anything you can use as collateral there, and get as much cash as I can out of it, and then depending on how much that would be, that would be, give me some comfort level in hiring some people.
Okay.
What ends up happening here is I need to make sure payroll is going to be there for them. And in today's manufacturing world, people don't pay you very quickly.
Oh, no, I know. I work a lot within manufacturing and the machine shop industry, so I know that, you might get these customers that are around the net 60, net 90, and, it kind of gets you a little strapped for cash.
I'd love to have them. I'd love to have net 60 and 90. I got one right now that's pushing 150 something. So I mean, I've been trying, and part of what I want to do here is get away from that customer.
Yeah, because that is not helping at all, Bob. That's right. A guy that I would recommend probably not doing a little more business with and kind of shoving him off.
I've done run work with him since day one here, and now all of a sudden I shouldn't say all of a sudden. For the last 3 years. They have dragged me out. And what I want to do is try to find new customers where I can just kind of say goodbye.
Okay.
I need to get a comfort level. I need to have working mm-hmm. capital. I need to have help.
Okay. So, Bob, have you ever done a working capital loan before? Are you familiar with it?
Not with your type of working capital loans, no.
But have you done it with somebody else? Because direct capital does working capital as well.
Yeah, I've talked to them about it, and they weren't interested in doing anything close to what I wanted to do.
Okay, let's see here. All right, so here's what I got for you, Bob. We got our working capital program. I'll tell you a little bit about it, see if this is going to be a good fit for your business. Essentially, what we're able to do is the working capital loan is an unsecured cash loan. So it's not tied to any of your your pieces of equipment, which is a good thing, because using equipment as collateral can sometimes be, you know, a little dangerous. So what we're able to do is free up around 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash for the business so that you can use it for how you see fit. And in this case, it's going to be for payroll. What were you guys tracking, or what did you guys do in sales in 2015, your top line revenue? Do you have a number?
In 16 or 15?
2015.
Yeah, it was probably somewhere around 90 grand is all I did. Okay, and last year was the worst year in 5 years.
Okay, what are you on track for this year?
Probably going to break 100 somewhere, but I'm not sure. It's a little better than last year, but not a whole lot.
Okay, and what about 2014, just so I can get a better picture as well?
That was probably right around 100, too. I'm pretty much limited to that number because of by myself.
Right.
I do everything, so there's just so much I can do by myself.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're a one-man operation. You want to see that revenue increase by hiring a few new people. Essentially, right? How many machines do you have out on the floor right now? Just the two major ones?
Right now I have two major pieces of equipment right now, and they're not being utilized. Heck, I'm probably running only at about 35-40% capacity.
Okay.
Because business has been slow, and basically I'm running a 50. If I'm running all the time, if I'm running a machine all the time, I'm only running 50% capacity because one machine's sitting.
Okay. So
I can't keep two machines going by myself.
Exactly. So let's say hypothetically you got another guy to help you out, right? How do you think that's going to affect your 2017 sales? You know, how much is that going to increase your revenue by?
It should double it.
Okay, so it should double it. All right, I'll mark it down here on my end. With new boy. Okay, so I got a few other questions, kind of just, you know, see if this is going to fit for us here and see what we can do on my end, right? So when do you need this money by? You know, I know you're looking for however much you can get really qualified.
I'm looking for what I can get for out of the assets I have. And right now I really don't have to do anything right now. I just like to restructure. If I have to, I'll just keep going on the way I am. And when I see the window, I'll hire somebody. But it'd be nice to be able to get things going, you know, a little sooner.
Right. Of course. You know, the sooner you get
I've been doing this for 6 years by myself, and if I have to keep doing it, I will. But I'd like to be able to move
to the ground, though. You don't want to overwork yourself. You know, that's
it's one of those cases. And the way I'm making payments right now, if I could take all the debt that I currently have, in somewhere between 28 and 32 months, I should have everything paid for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, I'm still sitting here by myself. I'm not building the business.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that piece of equipment that you're financing through Direct Capital. What's your monthly payment on that?
$1,955.
Okay. And you have how many more months left on it?
Probably the total is about, 48, 49 months, something like that.
Okay, so 48 months total. And when did it was 2 years ago?
First of November that we started that, so.
All right, I'm writing this down. Hold on, bear with me. Okay, yeah, because this gives me a little better picture as well. See, you know, how the working capital can, you know, essentially play into this. And the other piece of equipment's already paid off, correct?
The Haas VM3 is all paid for.
Okay.
Payment in June on that.
Okay. All right, Bob, how have you been considering, you know, a loan right now? Is this something that's kind of been on your mind? Have you been shopping around a little bit, or is this...
I've been shopping around a lot. I've talked to different banks, things like that. I got your information in the mail. I thought, well, I'll see how your program works.
Right. Okay.
You know, everybody's willing to loan me a little bit, but nobody's willing to loan me what I really need to make this work.
Okay. What type of feedback have those guys given you?
None, really.
None.
I don't see anything as years ago, I've been at this for quite a few years prior to this too, and years ago, back in the 80s and 90s, I could finance equipment. They would take machinery at its a value of the machinery and loan you like 75-80% of that value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
That don't happen anymore.
Right. A bunch of different types of programs have come out since then. It's not like the old school way of doing things, you know.
Right. Like I said, I have a list of all the assets here.
Mm-hmm.
If I could send you that. I guess you guys don't really care about taking assets as collateral, do you?
No, because essentially the working capital loan, since it's unsecured cash, it's not tied to anything.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not interested in tying anything to
anything. You know what? That's a great question, Bob. Let me ask one of my senior members here real quick if that's something that can be applied to this program, if that helps get you approved for more. Can you give me a second here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, is this Bob?
Yes.
Hi, Bob. This is Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello? He's cutting in and out.
Give me one sec. Can you hear me now?
Okay, yep.
Okay, perfect. So I know you had a couple of questions for Nico.
Mm-hmm.
I think some equipment as collateral.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of CNCs do you have?
Right now I have a Haas VM3. I can't hear you at all if you're saying anything. Hello? Hello? Hello?